all of us, or most of us, and then next week, some others of us are going to be anointed with the sacred chrism, with the real presence of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. And thus the words of St. Paul to the Galatians are very appropriate to you, to us today. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. In other words, if we live in the Spirit, if we have the Spirit within us, if we have with Him, the Father and the Son, the whole Trinity, in the indwelling of the Trinity in our souls by sanctifying grace, which we should have and we most definitely will have, if we receive the Holy Spirit worthily, those who are going to be confirmed next Sunday, those who already are confirmed, and of course, if we are in sin, if we live in sin, then we are not walking in the Spirit. We are not living in the Spirit. But to walk in the Spirit means that we live in the world, in the theater of redemption in which we are. For better or for worse, yes, there is a lot of evil in the world, and there is a lot of evil in the church. And that's why St. Paul ends this epistle, "Let us work good to all men, but especially to those who are of the household of the faith." And what is the household of the faith? The church, the mystical body of Christ, the one holy, Catholic, and apostolic faith, which is necessary for salvation. Do not be fooled. The devil comes with many masks, oftentimes even performing miracles. Do not be fooled. And so we need to live in the Spirit. We need to walk in the Spirit. And if you look at the bulletin later on today, there's something there that I have put in, which I said I was going to put in, and there will be more. This is just the beginning, not the end. That has to do with the life of purity. The actual title of the announcement is Road to Purity. And there is a website, and there will be literature that we will be getting and giving to you about this most important gift and reality of purity. Do we expect our Lord to be pure? Do we expect His Most Holy Mother, the Immaculate Conception, to be pure? Do we expect His foster father, St. Joseph, also immaculate, to be pure? Then why do you not expect yourselves to be pure? And it is a great concern to me and to many priests, not every priest, because not all of us are in the same boat. Some of us have sunk or are sinking in some other ship. Some of us are committing evil sins, even though we are consecrated to Christ. But there is a very great danger in the church today, and this is one of the great things that is destroying the church, that is bringing her down in the world. Why are there the things that are happening today in the church happening? Many, if not most, of the children of Holy Mother, the church, not only men, and then, you know, men are weaker in some ways, but in this day and age of evil, disgusting, scurrilous evil, even women are committing many sins of impurity. And one of the reasons for that is the evil, as I mentioned last week, of pornography. And this website and these things are geared so that you can free yourselves. If you are involved in that, you are slaves of the flesh. We are supposed to be free. We are supposed to be born into the freedom of the sons of God by the Holy Spirit that we have received. in baptism, confirmation, and some of us by ordination. Some of you will receive him in that very special way next Sunday in the Holy Sacrament of Confirmation. The Holy Spirit wants to come into your souls, into souls that are pure and holy and free from the slavery of sin. And so I must admonish all, and especially those who know what they have done or what they have not done. We're not here to accuse anyone. We are here to accuse all. Be holy. Be pure. Be delivered by the power of the Holy Spirit from all evil. And then that which happens in the gospel will be also there for you. If you are dead in mortal sin, you are like young man of Naim. And our Lord comes to you through me, through the most holy sacrifice of the Mass, through the most holy sacrament of communion, which if you are in sin, you dare not receive. He comes to you and says, "Rise up, young man, young woman. Rise up. You cannot live in evil. Rise up." And then your soul will rise up, especially through the Holy Sacrament of Confession, which is necessary. It is not a decoration on a Christmas tree that we use only once a year, every 12 months. It is necessary. If you die today, dear children, where will you be tonight? Where will you be tonight? Will you be in purgatory? Hopefully, perhaps. Or will you be in the place from which not even God can extricate you? Not even God can say, "Rise up," because you will be forever in the fires of hell. Is that what you want for your soul? Is that what you want for your children? For your brothers and sisters? I hope not. I certainly do not. And so I mention this, and I beseech Almighty God to move your hearts and your souls to confess your sins and to liberate your souls from these evils of Satan. It is today perhaps the most used and important means that Satan has of bringing down the church and her children. And so I ask you to convert, to change, to unite yourselves to Mary at the foot of the cross and to offer them all reparation for your sins and for the sins of all Catholics throughout the world and for the sins of all mankind and for the conversion of all mankind into the mystical body of Christ, outside of which there is no salvation. Convert, repent, and rise up. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.